it's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
That's me.
Hey, all right. It's time for another installment of Swap Meet here on the Download. 312-981-7200. This, of course, is a segment we do every week where we really want to know about what you want to brag about. What do you have in your basement, in your attic, on your wall? What's the collectible that you stand by? What memorabilia do you have, and what's it worth? Greg Flam, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, in studio as he is every Wednesday night. Greg, good to see you.
Good to see you, Justin. Always
all right.
Fun.
We're going to see what Greg's gotten this week. It's been a rainy week, so
yeah,
I'm surprised you even get outside.
Yeah, I was out in Geneva. They had a townwide garage sale. But yeah, it was slim pickings, so I kind of went with our timely themes of anniversaries and stuff.
You pegged them to the news.
Yeah, I tried to do that when it's slow pickings, yeah.
Right, sure.
But anyway, so yeah, this week is a 33-year anniversary of Spinal Tap. One of my favorite movies.
Me too, buddy.
Oh, it is. My top 10. And it kind of launched the whole mockumentary thing. Mm-hmm. And that's, that was just awesome. So I have I collect a lot of stuff. I have, Nigel Tufnel guitar magazines, and I collect the headshots from the movie. I have the cards.
So good.
And oddly enough, I have the script, which is
Really?
It is even funnier because
a lot of stuff was cut.
It was all improv, or most of it improv. They just kind of give the outline, so it's funny to see an actual script for that. It's a copy,
it's funny because I went to a Comic-Con back, and I remember my buddy Adam went, and he got me the double tape. Like VHS tape.
Yeah, it was double back then.
Right, and because it was the full movie where they didn't cut all the stuff out.
Yep.
It was like right before they put the DVD out with all that stuff, so it was like a total worthless purchase.
Yeah, all the...
But that, I love that.
Yeah, all the extras nowadays that they put in, there's so much stuff that they left on the cutting room floor with that. And the best thing are so many cameos in there. Billy Crystal, everyone was in there.
So good.
Fran Drescher,
Did you see the story, and I don't want to digress,
right,
that Harry Shearer is suing to recoup profits for this movie. It was in Rolling Stone. He's suing because there's this shell game that happens in Hollywood, especially with movies, old movies, where the rights keep getting sold to different houses.
Okay.
And so he's suing with the latest. And because every time they say, hey, we want some money from the movie, they made $80 off the movie.
Wow.
They say, well, it's still in the red. It's taking a loss.
In true and it's Spinal still, Tap it's, form.
Yeah,
right.
They keep moving the numbers. That's what they allege. And the idea meaning that movie, as we've known for years, has made millions in terms of merchandising and everything like that. But the guys actually from Spinal Tap have not seen a dime.
Yeah, luckily they have other work that they've done that's done really well.
Anyway, I digress.
Go ahead. So we did that. And then also this week is the 52-year anniversary of Rolling Stone's Satisfaction.
Oh, wow.
Which the 45 itself is only worth about $10. But what's great about that song is that was like the direction for the Stones turned to more of a... I guess the mod rocker thing with Satisfaction. And the story behind it was Mick Jagger hated the song, and like Keith wrote the riff and fell asleep, I guess, and the tape ran on his cassette. It's a great story. Definitely Google that. But yeah, anyway, so that's 52 years, so that's kind of cool.
Wow.
And then, of course, you got the Kentucky Derby this weekend, so I brought in the collectible glasses, and I have a few of them, but some of them from like 1939 Kentucky Derby will go for $3,900. I brought in a couple that are like 10 to 20, but every year they put out these glasses with the horse winners from previous races on the back. And you can find them at garage sales. They're, usually find them. But yeah, like I said, the 1930s or 40s are going way up there in 3,000 range.
All right. 312-981-7200. Why don't we take a call just to get right into it?
Sure.
Let's go to Donna. Donna, what do you want to brag about, Donna?
Hi. I don't know if I'm bragging or not, but I have the TV show My Favorite Martian,
okay.
The Martian uncle, I forgot what his name is. He wore a little beanie with a little propeller on top.
Right.
I have that.
Okay.
And it's in good shape. It's kind of felt thing, but.
Where did you just have it from? Is it from your childhood or is it just you?
Yeah, it is. I'm 60, and I believe it was my cousins getting rid of a bunch of stuff. We got all their leftovers. We were younger than they were. And for whatever reason, this beanie somehow got saved and it ended up in an attic. And then I moved like 30 years ago and stuck it back in an attic again in a box with other collectible-y things. And that was one of those I was not sure what it was worth.
Well, yeah, I've never heard of the beanie. I've heard of dolls and the action figures for it, but never a beanie. So I'm trying to find that for you right now. And I think I have it here. Looks like...
Drum roll.
Yeah, there's none on there. So
none on there.
Yeah, so the suspense was...
So it's a unique item, as we say, Donna.
Right.
So it's possible that it's the first of its kind or nobody cares about it. One of the two.
Yeah, it could be very rare. If you want to shoot a picture, I'll do the research on
it. It's either worth unlimited funds or nothing.
Yeah, not finding it.
Sorry.
But I'm sure it's worth, something. You know.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Donna.
Well, sci-fi movie or sci-fi series.
All right.
Okay,
thank you. Sorry.
Anyway.
312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break here playing Swap Meet tonight. And we will come back and continue here on The Download. Stay with us. It's a Swap Meet here on The Download, 720 WGN. The number 312-981-7200. You can text us or you can call in. We can talk about what memorabilia, what collectibles, what junk you got that you want to see what it's worth. Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. You also, which I love, is when people just call and say, I've got this thing, it's priceless. You know, I found that, like, we had, I think it was last week, where the guy said, I found a phone book that was thrown into a dumpster of all old rock and roll guys and celebrities
guys,
from the 50s and 60s. None of the numbers worked, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, just the Chuck Berry number worked, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to it. 708 says, favorite part of the show. Great, thank you.
Right,
are
awesome.
Beanie Babies still worth collecting?
You know, there's just a handful, really, and it seems the ones that are selling for higher amounts are the ones with errors. Like in the tag, they spelled something wrong or the spacing is wrong.
Oh, errors, right.
Yeah, so you kind of, you know, those are the ones that seem to be getting the more money. And then, you know, there's the whole Princess Diana one that there's like a four-stage process where you have to check to see if you have one of the, you know, really expensive. Well, otherwise, it's like a $4 beanie.
Huh.
So
312-981-7200, the number to call. Get in queue right now. You know, I'm very excited to say we have our first special guest on the Swap Meet. This is a first, Greg.
Yes,
usually
it
it's just us and the callers, but we got excited. Get ahead of ourselves tonight. Our first special guest ever on the Swap Meet, Sam Schick. He's a franchise partner at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and he joins us on the Swap Meet now. Sam, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and good evening.
Hi,
so,
Sam.
Okay, so I have a ton of questions. First of all, what made you dedicate your life to junk? What was it, Sam, that got you involved in 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I spent 26 years in a different business, in the optical business, and I switched over because I bumped onto this thing online called 1-800-GOT-JUNK 12 years ago, and I thought, boy, what a strange idea, but... You know, the more I looked into it, the better and better it got. We were actually out there helping people and relieving them of some of the junk that they have.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's a serious issue. I mean, you know, what Greg does, and he goes around as a picker and finds things at estate sales and garage sales, things like that. That's one thing. But, yeah, there's a lot of houses. I mean, Pete was just talking about it himself, like kind of get overrun with junk when they're moving or doing things. And really, that's the idea. You call you guys up and you guys will come get rid of it.
Absolutely, and you know your show is all about looking at value, and there's the emotional value and the monetary value, and we want our customers to, you know, if they can really realize any of the monetary value, then absolutely. And with the internet, I mean, it certainly gives them a lot of opportunity to find out pricing and things like that. Emotional value, you know, we all have those shoes or shirts that, you know, date back to high school where someday we're going to get into.
Right.
You know, all the clutter around the house or in the garage, that's the emotional stuff, the things we hold on to because we think we're going to use it someday.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so am I. I mean, I do the same thing. But, you know, we find often that, you know, people keep their cars in the driveway because they can't pull them in their garage or their basements are so full that, you know, they have no more room. So, it's interesting.
Sam, I have a question, and this is probably something that's on a lot of pickers' minds. Mm-hmm. Is like if you come across, whatever, a crate of Beatles records or a old Beatles poster that is worth a lot, I mean, where does that end up at, and what's the process with that?
Well, a couple things happen. I mean, most of the stuff we find it has some recyclable value. One of the perks we give to our truck team members is they can take things that they find. So, I mean, if it's albums and believe me, a lot of it's video games now, but
sure, right.
They can take some of those things. But we also we have sorting warehouses where once we leave a customer's house and we've taken their junk, we actually go through and sort through it. And it's not just the raw materials like the metal, the plastic, and the paper that we recycle, but if there's things like albums and furniture that maybe, you know, they may not be salvageable to sell or resell for a huge amount. We have donation groups that come to our warehouse and they pick it up and they support their missions and they support different parts of, you know, their organization with things we pick up. But it's occasionally we get some things that are definitely valuable, and you never know what it's going to be.
Right.
And sometimes, like I said, a lot of the guys on the truck teams, it's a perk of working for 1-800-GET-JUNK.
Sure. No,
do you ever have anybody who's like calls you guys up later and like, you guys picked up a couple days ago. I realized that Beanie Baby was worth something. Can I come get it?
Right.
Well, unfortunately, this stuff we had, in our warehouses, I can't store things, so it shifts pretty quickly.
It's gone, yeah.
Yeah, but I've gotten into situations where sometimes they didn't mean to give it away. Like for instance, there was an album of I think they call them daguerreotypes, or they're the old tin photos.
Oh yeah.
And I opened up the album and I thought they can't possibly want to get rid of this. So I called the customer up and said, "Did you mean to throw this out?" Absolutely not.
No.
This is a family. I mean, that dates back to the late 1800s. So there's a lot of times they do call us up, and we try to do the best we can with it. But pretty much when we go on site, they're pointing out everything that they want us to take. And
yeah.
Again, all our service is about the labor. We go to where the junk is. You point the magic finger, and mm-hmm. we take it away.
Sam, here's my last question for you tonight.
Sure.
It's kind of a sad time because, not just with moving, but we just had all these rains come through. So I would assume that there's been some damage to basements and waterlog and things of that nature. So a lot of times, I mean, your drivers and your laborers are coming into a place where people are at, they got to get rid of it because it's ruined, but it's not necessarily, just collected junk over the years and stuff. I mean, do you see that in this day when you come across sort of a weather period like we are right now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it happens. Basements, they're a blessing and a curse. And certainly when they flood, we're the quickest. We send two guys in and they get it out as quickly as possible to somewhat stop as much damage or the mold, which after a while that's what sets in. But we see a lot of that during this type of weather.
Yeah. Sam Schick, our first guest. Special guest on the Swap Meet. I feel honored.
I feel privileged.
Yeah, the franchise partner at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Sam, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank
you.
Right.
Good evening.
Yeah, there you go. How
there
about
go.
That? That's a perfect first guest
it
for
was.
The Swap Meet. Again, Sam, franchise partner at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, so we've got people lined up. Let's get one in. Why don't we get one in before we go to break? And let's have that be Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, can I ask you one question to
sure.
begin with?
Yeah.
Interesting guest you just had on. Do they charge for that service? Or
yeah, what? They are.
Yes,
so.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So
because if you got a ton
to
of stuff.
Specifically then.
It'd be awesome if it's volunteer, but I doubt anything like that's volunteer. Picking up your junk, Joe?
Yep.
Amen. I hear you. Okay, roughly 25, 30 years ago, the wife and I characteristically always went to the Gold Coast Art Share.
Oh, yeah.
Art Show, I should say.
Okay.
With regularity. We picked up a couple Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, oil paintings, if you will.
Okay.
And we fell in love with them. And lo and behold, a couple, 3 weeks later, we got an invite in the mail to go up to see one of their private showings, I think, in Winnetka, somewhere on the North Shore. So we picked up three more.
Wow, look at you.
We just loved them. They're just
wow.
The one, Ruiz, he uses, I think, a palette knife. Because there's probably about 5 pounds of oil paint on each
wow.
painting, if you really. And his dad was also showing at that place, and his name was M. Merida, M-E-R-I-D-A.
Okay.
I wonder, Greg, because we don't. It's funny because when people call up and they have specific artists.
Yep.
It sometimes doesn't register in your world.
Right, and it's obviously not my area of expertise, but were there titles for the paintings at all, or just you just have the artists themselves? Or
yeah, no titles to speak of.
So basically they're a knife, palette type? Or
one was, you know, like a heavy technique, if you will.
Sure.
That's what impressed us. It's like a palette knife, a very heavy, bold strokes, if you will.
Okay.
And then his dad, Merida, is more genteel, if you will, more pastel-y, if you will, but it's still oils.
All right,
so
well, you know,
unique.
Here's what we'll do, Joe. We'll hang up, we'll do the news, and maybe Greg can go a little deeper to see if we can find anything on that. And we come back from the news, we'll see if we got anything.
Yep.
Fantastic.
All right, thanks for calling
in,
bud.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a break. Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. Greg Flam in studio. We do this every Wednesday. If you got something you would like to be evaluated, now's the time. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
That's me.
312-981-7200. It's Wednesday night. It's Swap Meet. We're evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. What do you want to brag about tonight? Let's get right to the phones. We've got a lot of people waiting. Start with Brian. Brian, what do you want to brag about, Brian?
Actually, I was wondering, I have a Picasso lithograph that
Ooh.
I was left when my father passed away.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there's any value there.
There is. I didn't get the actual name of what you have, but Picasso lithographs signed and numbered are between 50 and 500, depending on which one you may have.
Okay, it's the Le Petit Bullfight. It's one of the, you know, more the Bullfight is the more famous of it.
Sure,
yeah.
I don't have that specific one, but
okay.
Yeah, but
but
you're in that,
you know,
ballpark.
It's at least a couple hundred bucks, so that's
exactly
cool. That's good to know.
Yep.
So I probably shouldn't just, like, leave it in a pile.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Don't lean it on the basement floor.
Right.
That's what you don't want to do with
exactly.
that thing, right?
Get it out
All
of the basement.
Right. Well, thank you, guys.
All right,
thank you.
I really like your show. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Buddy. Thank you, buddy. All right, man. There we go. He's right, because that's exactly where I had a, it wasn't a Picasso. It was a bull. I got it at a flea market. They had a Navy Pier.
Okay.
But it was like a guy riding a bull, and he was kind of falling off. It was very, very Western style.
Okay.
I put that thing up in my apartment, man. That thing stayed with me for like 12 years. It was strong, and it got ruined. It got ruined, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of disrepair on my part, because I lived in a crappy apartment, and when it rained, it would leak, and it leaked all, it like dripped down across the painting.
Yeah.
And did I take it down? I did not.
Nope. What does happen a lot is humidity, too. You'll see, you know, like it gets humid, and then you'll see the running, like, just dirt down the back or the front of the
page. Yeah,
that's how a lot of them get ruined.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were
But
you
I had
stuck
loyalty.
It out.
I
did.
Stuck with it. The ladies had come over to my apartment when I was 19. I'd be like, that's a bull. It's a famous bull.
Yeah.
Those streaks came with the painting.
Yep.
Lulu.
Add value.
Lulu, what do you want to brag about, Lulu?
Well, I have a Where's the Beef board game.
Awesome.
That's completely
That's awesome.
I was a manager for Wendy's International when that whole promotion came about.
Okay.
Where's the
beef? I wish she was still alive.
Yeah.
Clara Peller. But
yep.
I used to have a ton of stuff, and over the years I just kept losing this and that.
Okay, you know the drill. What condition is it in? Is it still sealed, or is it?
It's never been played.
Okay. Well, you're on the higher end then.
Wait, hold up. You had a Where's the Beef board game, and you're not playing that every single night?
At least on weekends.
I don't even know what kind of game it is, to tell you the truth.
I just have this feeling it's kind of like Candyland, but it's the old lady, and she's just like going through, and every time she hits like a chicken sandwich, she's like,
"Where's the beef?"
Right, all right. The pictures, the pictures look pretty involved as far as the amount of pieces that are there. But at any rate, they're going for $5 to $45.
Oh,
and there's quite a few
bogus.
Of them on there. So yeah,
I don't like that, Lulu. I'd give you $2,500 for it.
I got one more thing.
Okay.
I got a whole set of the Jetsons in their individual flying cars or whatever.
Yeah.
Even Astro has his own, And I know about 10 years ago, I don't know how I found this out, but they were worth $30.
So they're like action figures?
Well, they're just...
Was it sold as a set, or did you get them individually?
Yeah, it's a set. You know what? I really think that might have been a Wendy's thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but they're just fun.
You're right. It was a Wendy's thing, 1989, it looks like. And it looks like six of them are going for $25 to $55 if they're still in the plastic.
Right, that's not so bad. Lulu, you got any leftover Frosties over there? Right. We could use a Frosty right about now.
No. They turn to air if you leave them too long.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I do have my Frosty keychain, though. But
there you go. Thanks, Lulu.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
They turn to air.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. All right, let's try this. Let's try Marty. Marty's got a good one. Marty, what do you want to brag about, Marty?
Yeah, hi, guys. Love your show.
Oh, I love you, Marty. You know I love you.
Here's what I got.
What do you got?
Three hot toys from my kids who are 52, 50, and 46.
Right.
I have the Fisher-Price Hospital set.
Okay, strong.
I have the Fisher-Price Sesame Street set.
So Fisher-Price did Sesame Street. So you got the Fisher-Price Hospital set, the Fisher-Price Sesame Street set.
Right, and my daughter played with the Adventure People.
Love the Adventure People.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love them. I'm 75, and I still like to look at them.
The little people are still to this day hot. I mean, they
and
sell
so much.
And
my daughter has a five-year-old. So now she's, you know, cleaning them up and letting her play with them.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yep. No, they're hot. They keep their value. That's
I know.
For sure.
So those are the three.
Right, what do you got? What do you got for a Fisher Price Hospital set?
Okay, I'm getting that right now.
What do you think?
Okay. And while you're looking it up, have I told you about my little toy collection that I have, like from Hardee's, McDonald's, Burger King, through the years, Disney?
You kept all like the stuff you get in the Happy Meals and stuff.
That. Plus, right. I would buy, like, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs if I saw them at a garage sale.
Huh.
Or I would buy all these little characters. Let's call them characters. Well, yeah. I have 2,000.
Wow, yeah. As a lot, you've got quite a bit there, a few hundred dollars, I'm sure.
I store them in empty popcorn tins.
Oh,
how do you suggest I get rid of those? How do I get a buyer to come in and buy them all?
I would sell them as a lot, you know, like buy the tub and list that on Craigslist. And
Craigslist?
Take a best offer.
Yeah, buy the tub. Know. That sounds like a great website,
you mean
by
my
the way.
Bathtub? I don't have a
tub. Tupperware tub.
Buy the tub.
Rubbermaid tub.
I know. Believe me.
Anyway, back to your hospital.
Hospital set. Let's get the answer on that.
High end with the box, like $145 for the hospital. You don't have the box. You know, you go work down from there. I don't have the other two, but you have the little people, you know, with it.
Yes.
Okay. Are they the wooden ones or plastic ones?
They're the wooden.
Yeah, that's the ones you want.
1978-79.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the beds, they have foam little mattresses, you know. They're a little dried up. That's the problem.
Wow. Mm. Yeah.
But I got to take a look at the, you know, condition.
All right.
Right.
I haven't seen them.
All right, Marty, we're going to move on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Marty.
Always great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Great stuff, as always.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go. What is Bonnie? Bonnie, what do you want to brag about? What do you got?
Hi.
Hi.
A friend of mine was clearing out his stuff, a lot of stuff his dad had given him over the years, and for helping him do it, he knew I had a grandson who was not really interested in hockey, but he had from his dad in plastic some of these cards for Keith Magnuson, including one that Keith looks like he is about
14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
14 years old. Oh, yeah, he had that baby face.
Yep.
But it says rookie on it, and it's signed. And I don't know if he actually signed it or, you know, it's a fake signature.
And the kids were practicing their cursive, right?
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Just a Keith Magnuson card not signed is anywhere from $4 to $75. So I'm trying to find a signed one for you here.
Signs, that's good.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I don't remember what year he was. So when he joined the Blackhawks, because back then I wasn't a Blackhawks fan.
It looks in the mid-70s to 80s.
Yeah, that sounds like about right.
Yeah, and signed, it looks like $30 to $100 signed.
Okay.
All right, there you go, Bonnie. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
For calling in. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break. We'll come back. We've got a ton of texts to get through, Greg. We'll get those as well. It's Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's Download Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. Greg Flam in studio with me tonight at DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, what do you want to brag about, Catherine?
I want to brag about correspondence I've had. I had with Joan Rivers.
Oh.
I sent her some things when Edgar died, and so she wrote me back thanking me so much.
Huh.
And then I also, previously to that, I met her in a restaurant, and I didn't approach her. It was the other way around, and we became instant friends, and I went home, and 10 days later, she sent me the book, Having a Baby Can Be a Scream.
Okay.
And she autographed it. I don't know if it's valuable or what it might
sounds,
be.
I mean, it's probably valuable, but it's also valuable to you. That's awesome. That's really great.
You're right. You're right. It is
cool.
Valuable. Okay.
I love Joan Rivers. I thought she was amazing.
It looks like the book is about $50. Some of them are signed in that range as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
She was a very kind, giving person.
And hilarious, too.
Mm-hmm.
People, and very, very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. She's single. Thank you. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks.
Thank you.
She single-handedly made me a Fashion Police fan.
There you go.
Not going to lie to you. That became must-watch TV, and then when she was gone, it was not must-watch anymore.
True.
All right, here we go. Let's go down the list here. I like this one a lot because this brings me back to my childhood. 224. I have an autographed Tim Hardaway rookie basketball card. Is it worth anything?
$16 to $70, it looks like. And then that could be a grading issue as well. It's send it in to get graded and all that.
I don't even remember basketball cards. I mean, I'll do baseball cards, football cards, but basketball cards, I don't remember
them. Yeah, you wouldn't think they're worth that much.
309 says, I love the show. I love your guests, but I bought the 50th anniversary edition of Satisfaction in 2015. Maybe I understood what you said. You were saying you had the original.
Yeah, I had an original, which still isn't worth that much, like 10 to 12. And I did look up the 50th anniversary, and those are $16 to $20 for that. I didn't really say it was worth that much. It was more an anniversary thing.
It's just cool to have.
Yeah.
312 says they have a 1924 Georgie's V-Rex East African 1 shilling coin.
Yeah, that's
in good condition. What is that? What is that?
What I'm finding on that is $25 to $30 for it, but there's only a couple online.
That's interesting. That's kind of cool. East Africa 1 shilling coin.
Yeah, and coins too. You know, you get them graded that that could change the value depending, how coins are.
773 says he has a superhuman samurai cyber squad axe sword shield toy.
No idea on that one.
And he says he also has a set of 3 VR trooper virtualizers from McDonald's. What is that?
Yeah, those are like action figures. They look like they're about $10 for all three, to be honest.
How much is the, this is crazy, it was in the news, the idea of the new McDonald's fork?
Yeah.
It's like it's a fork, fork.
It's coming out the 5th, and the reason I kind of am interested in it is because a month or so ago, McDonald's came out with those Shamrock Shake special edition straws.
Oh, the straws, right.
And those were like going crazy, like $100, $300 for them. So I looked up right now, and there's already a couple online, and they're asking $40 to $50
for them. Before they even came out?
Yeah, it's called a fork, F-R-O-R-K, fork.
And you like use it to put fries
on it? Yeah, I guess you put fries where the prongs would be for a fork, and their sandwiches coming out, I guess, they're messy, so the idea is to clean up the mess with this French fry fork and eat it off of that.
So you think, like, in 40 years, it'll be like, fork.
I wouldn't, it couldn't be just 3 days from now, they could be going for, $70. So it's just it's kind of the tip, just what we do here.
The fork.
Yep.
Sounds wonderful. All right. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, what do you want to brag about, Jerry?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Hey, Jerry.
I got a box set of three-volume set of the complete letters of Vincent van Gogh in mint condition.
Okay. Well, you have a set of complete letters from Vincent van Gogh. What's he writing about?
Well, he writes to his brother. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, he writes to his brother.
Painting and everything.
Hey, brother. Really had a little writer's block, a little artist block.
The ears healing fine.
There's something about the ears in there, right? What is that? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's
more than kind of cool. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, obviously. Don't not really finding anything. Obviously, it's very unique, of course.
So. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Well, I don't know what it's worth, but it's an awesome brag. It's my favorite brag in the night. I want the complete letters of Vincent van Gogh. Let's do a radio show in which every episode we just read one of the letters.
Good one.
That'd be fun, right?
That sounds good.
We call it Van Gogh.
We can get some
Gogh. There you go. Thanks,
Jerry. After our music for that.
I have two signed and numbered Lindsey Kuhn Motorhead concert prints and two signed and numbered Randy Tootin Allman Brothers concert posters. They number concert prints like that?
I guess, yeah.
So so we got a Lindsey Kuhn Motorhead concert print and a Randy Tootin Allman Brothers concert poster, both signed.
Not getting there yet.
What did the Allman Brothers sing? Lord, I was born a rambling man.
It's called the Bathroom Break for DJ song.
Yeah, right. It's like the 9 minute.
Yep. The concert poster's about $90.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
So not bad for the Motorhead one. So I haven't gotten to the Allman Brothers one, but.
Cool. I got a Topps Cal Ripken Jr. rookie card. I would think that once you get to rookie cards in the heyday of baseball cards, like the guys like Ripken, it's not worth as much because it's everyone had him at that time. Does that make sense? Am I wrong on that?
No, you're right. And obviously people generally make a big deal of the rookie card, but sometimes that's not, you know, the player's biggest card, you know,
right.
It depends. I mean, they're like anywhere from $2 to $300. It all depends against grading, is it signed,
right?
Things like that. So.
And our final one tonight, 815 says he's got a Mike Ditka signed mini helmet.
Okay.
Yeah, signed, sure, kid.
Mini.
Hey, kid, give me that mini helmet.
Was it the 42-player mini Ditka helmet?
Tell him Mike Ditka sent you.
That's funny.
So what's a sign? What does a Mike Ditka say? I would think there'd be a lot of Mike Ditka signatures out there.
Yeah, it's about a $70 to $100 item signed.
Wow. Well,
what they do is they give them out at like banquets. If players are going to be there, they give them out there, and then the people who pay whatever per plate can go and have the players or coaches sign
what's
them.
What's a young Mike Ditka accent worth? Like a younger, like think of me as the slicked back hair still wearing the three-piece. Go and see that, buddy. That's your IQ, zero.
There you go.
That's not worth anything?
Pre-throwing gum or post-throwing
gum? It's definitely pre. That's a jump to shark Ditka.
Yeah.
When he starts throwing stuff, then you're like, everybody can do a Ditka
Well,
now.
I will tell you, the Mike Ditka flipping the bird poster,
I have that.
That is the best. Yeah.
That's the best. That's sitting on my desk. Yeah. That's perfect.
I had to think hard about selling that one when I found it.
And be sure to pick up a bottle of my Bloody Mary mix at Benny's.
Exactly.
It's good.
How much for a signed Bloody Mary mix?
That's awesome.
I got wine and barbecue sauce, too. It's a box set.
You can get it all.
Yep.
Greg Flam, a great addition of the Swap Meet tonight. Thanks for joining us tonight. At DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. Are you going to be anywhere special this weekend?
Rosemont Allstate Arena, wolves.com.
There you go. All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.